Hello and welcome to our podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Rebecca. That song you just heard was Magic by Lady Hawk.
We went out onto Smith Street and spoke to some of the public.
But first we have a small interview with Jordan about the world of wearable arts. Today I'll be interviewing Jordan Lacaine on Montana World of Wearable Arts, which is an art show in New Zealand. Hi Jordan.
Hello Rebecca.
How are you?
I am very good today, thank you.
So what is the World of Wearable Arts?
It is a art show based in New Zealand. It's very popular where a lot of artists come together and with their art.
Can you tell me about the history?
It started in Nelson, which is in the South Island, before it moved to the capital, which is in Wellington. And it's been around for quite a while.
What sort of ages can enter?
Any ages, it doesn't matter. They just judge on what they like about it, not how old you are and qualifications.
And what sort of costumes or artworks do they make?
There are several different categories. There's the children's section, for example, where all the costumes are made and designed for children. And then there's the illumination illusion section, where it all glows in the dark and it's pretty cool.
Have you ever had anyone you know enter the competition?
Yes, my mother, grandmother and my sister have all entered at different times.
What costumes did they make?
There was one costume by my mother and grandmother. They worked together. And it was called Who Are You? And it had a lot of black and white pictures of our family and friends. And it was put together to shape my mother's face when she was a child.
And have you ever been to any of the shows?
Yeah, I've been once. It's got a good atmosphere. It's very fun.
Okay. Thanks for your time and goodbye.
Thank you.
And now let's hear from the public.
Can I have your name and where you're from?
Oh, I live in Fitzroy. My name is John Clark and I'm from New Zealand.
What do you think of Collingwood?
Collingwood is historically very interesting. Collingwood's getting a bit sort of cool with the inner urban development. Largely because we're here.
What do you think of Collingwood?
Oh, it's very interesting. We also live in Collingwood, so the amenity here is great and we really enjoy it.
What's your view of young people today?
Young people as a whole are beautiful people. I mean, they're still growing, they're still developing, they're still learning about themselves and all that kind of thing. So, yeah.
What's your view on the swine flu?
The pigs. They started it. We should kill them.
What about bacon? Don't you like bacon?
I love bacon.
But if we kill them all, then there'll be no more bacon.
Doesn't matter. It's still dead. Bacon is dead pig.
But then all the bacon will disappear.
Pigs, when they're dead, turn into bacon. You eat the bacon from the dead pig.
But when you're eating the bacon, what pigs are there to eat?
None.
Exactly.
You have to have fish fillets.
Well, thank you for your time, John. I'm going to have to go now.
It's all right.
All right, bye.
That concludes our show. Thanks for listening.
And we'll leave you with Coca-Cola by Little Red. Have a good day and goodbye.